This is the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. AWS is fond of saying security is job zero. That means it's nobody in particular's job, which means it falls to the rest of us. Just the news you need to know, none of the fluff.
Hello and welcome to Last Week in AWS Security. Let's get after it. There was an esoteric Firefox / YubiKey compatibility bug that I went blindly stumbling into and has been resolved. It turns out that YubiKeys work out super well for GovCloud unless you're running a particular version of Firefox in conjunction with a particular older firmware version of a YubiKey 5. I'm lucky like that, I guess. Chris Farris has a post up about deploying AWS backup. You're going to want to pay attention to it. And in preparation for reInvent, the MGM had a massive cybersecurity issue that shut down everything from slot machines to hotel registrations to their freaking ATMs. Yikes. AWS set up four announcements, let's say, that I found worth looking into. Amazon EC2 now supports block public access for Amazon machine images. And it astonishes me that this hasn't been a bigger threat vector than it was over the past 10 years, because it just seemed like an easy way for people to screw up leaking corporate secrets. The IAM Identity Center session duration limit is increased from 7 to 90 days, and a lot of security folks are concerned about this, and I'm not, because you have to affirmatively make this change. It is overridden by whatever the identity source is set to. I don't see a material difference between a session token's valid for a week versus 3 months from an attack perspective, and if my browser storage is a viable attack target, then I've got a laundry list of bigger problems here. I get that it's consumer, but Amazon's retail arm has session tokens that are measured in years. Good change. I like it. AWS Identity and Access Management provides action last accessed information for more than 140 services, and this is a big deal. What was the action taken with a service is a very useful signal that until now hasn't been available to us without parsing CloudTrail. And we can access accounts with AWS Management Console Private Access. You must be on the VPN to access the Management Console is good for enterprise customers, but a pain in the neck for me when I'm attempting to walk a customer through something via Zoom. This is going to take an extra step or two once folks start enabling it. And on the tool side, there's a dive I found through Exploring Amazon Athena in Incident Response, a Practical Approach. This is important. You're likely keeping huge piles of logs, and that's a lot of hay to have to sort through once you realize there's probably a needle or two hiding in it. Have a plan before you need one. And that's what happened last week in AWS. I'll be doing a live AMA on Twitch, I believe, on September 27th. Please check your email if you want to hear more about that. More to come.
Thank you for listening to the AWS Morning Brief Security Edition. For the latest in AWS security that actually matters, please follow AWS Morning Brief on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, or wherever the hell it is you find the dulcet tones of my voice. And be sure to sign up for the Last Week in AWS newsletter at lastweekinaws.com.